Welcome to today's episode of Journey to There, exploring the intersection between personal and business growth. And now your hosts, Tracy DeForge and Russ Reba.
All right, where in the world is Tracy today? With the awesome technology we have here at the Produce Your Podcast Studio headquarters, Tracy can go gallivanting around the world while we also include another incredible guest on our show, and we're excited about this. Tracy, you sound a little different than you usually do because you're not here in the studio with me on your little bouncy ball thing.
I know, and I always miss you, but you know, I'm working for a living, facilitating a fabulous workshop, and I mean, twist my arm, it's such a horrible place. I'm in Orlando, Florida today, and it's sunny and beautiful, and the people I'm here with are amazing. So, but always time for you, Russ. Always time for you.
Thank you very much. And we do have an additional voice on the show, and we're going to get to that. Along with Tracy DeForge, I'm Russ Reba. This is yet another super awesome episode of Journey to There. We are still gaining tons of listeners on iTunes, as well as a host of other podcast platforms, including SiriusXM Spoke app, SoundCloud, iHeartRadio, and many others. Now, if you are not app savvy, you can always listen right from our website at journeytothere.com. If you're not web savvy, I don't know what to do for you there. But
oh my god!
today,
find a friend. Find a friend.
Please. All right.
Today
we have a.
We're gonna do our takeaway at the beginning of the episode. Find a friend. Get them on the internet for you.
We have a multi-talented individual that is the author of What If It Does Work Out? How a Side Hustle Can Change Your Life. She's also creator of the online program Side Hustle Made Simple. And she was formerly a sales director at a Fortune 500 company. She's a business coach to CEOs and founders, as well as an advisor to tech startups in New York City and Silicon Valley. I've got a list of more stuff, but we're running out of time here. Tracy, I hope she's pleased with this hook that I'm giving the listeners, but I'm going to let you bring her on.
Okay, well, welcome to the show, Susie Moore. Hello.
Susie Moore.
Hello. Thank you, Tracy. Thank you, Russ. I'm so excited to be on your show.
We're excited to have you.
Well, we're so excited to have you. In fact, we pretty much decided before we started the show that we're just going to let you talk the whole time because your accent is so lovely we really don't even have anything else to contribute. So we'll just turn it over to you. Well, Susie and I have actually never met, Russ. However, I think if we had met in person, we would be immediate friends.
Totally.
Because she has almost as much enthusiasm, I think, as I do. So this is going to be a very high energy show. But and if you look at Susie's website, you will see that she has been featured in amazing media platforms, everything from the Today Show, Marie Claire, the BBC, Time, Inc., Forbes. I mean, the list goes on and on, but that is not why I fell in love with you, Susie. Do you want to know why I fell in love with you?
Oh, yes. By the way, thank you for making me sound quite good.
Oh, you sound fabulous.
You do it on your own.
Literally and figuratively. Okay, but my reason for extending the invitation to you to be on the Journey to There with us today is because the tagline of your business is Live an Unconditional Life. And I think anybody whose motto in business and in life is to live an unconditional life needs to be my friend and needs to be on this show.
And I just want to jump in here because as we're talking, I do want to let our listeners know what the website is. It's susie-moore.com and it's spelled SUSIE-MOORE.com. So check it out there. All right, go ahead.
And do yourself a favor while you're listening to our show and just go look at it because then everything we talk about will be so validated, including our topic today. So I already mentioned, Susie, that I fell in love with you with your tagline. And then as I was reading through your most fabulously organized blog section of your website, which I have blog envy, by the way, then I stumbled upon your blog post that was written actually back in June of 2017. And the title of it is How High Performers Really Achieve Personal Success. And at that moment, I hit send to the email to you that said, hey, will you be on our show? Because I just don't think we can talk enough about high performers really achieving personal success. Our show is all about the intersection between personal and business growth. So I am just going to flat out ask you, what do successful people have in common and what do they do differently? And you hit it on the nail with your blog post. So let's get right into it.
Oh, I love your question. Diving straight in. Well, I think I've been studying high performers for a long time. I'm definitely a self-help junkie. I read all the books. I listen to all the podcasts. I've interviewed some of the coolest CEOs in the world, including Sarah Blakely, including Kris Jenner, who built these, you know, massive empires. And I think there's definitely a few things that, you know, really high performers have in common. The first, which I mean, and I'd love to hear also your take on this, is I think that they have a very strong sense of resilience. In life and in business and in all things, things go wrong, right? Things go wrong all the time. We make mistakes. We certainly encounter a lot of failures. We have a lot of, you know, negative feedback, especially the more successful you become. You know, you can certainly hear from people who don't like you. But in terms of really, you know, scaling up and growing your business, growing your brand, doing whatever it is that, you know, allows you to make the impact that you want to make in the world, you have to have this sense of emotional fitness. And I see that leaders do that really, really well, especially over time, and they're always working on it.
Okay, so we have to pause you right there with the term emotional fitness. I have not ever heard that, but I love it. And if with your permission, I will be stealing that going forward and giving you full credit. Go ahead. I was just going to say, how do you define emotional fitness? Because it is such an appropriate way to have that umbrella over the topic that you're speaking about.
Well, I think that sometimes it's something that we think, oh, certain people are strong, or certain people are competent, or certain people, you know, have this kind of, you know, X factor skill, which allows them to succeed. And really, it's not. It's actually, I mean, I always joke that, you know, success, when you break it down, it's actually very, very boring, right? It's actually consistently taking action. There is nothing mystical or magical. Jim Rohn said this. He says, there's nothing mystical or magical about success. It's consistently applying the basic fundamentals. Right. So it's like doing the work, repeat, growing your audience, doing the work, repeat, growing your audience, reaching more people, telling more people, helping more people, solving more problems. Right. It's not like this, elusive thing that some people were lucky to be born with. Right. It's something that you just continue to take action every day. And in the face of adversity, right. So almost having a frustration tolerance, a tolerance to disappointment, a tolerance to things not going your way, that's really determined. Like that determines who goes further along. Like I have this analogy actually that the road to success is actually the same road as the road to failure, but success is just further along.
Ah,
so it's like, I love that.
Who's going to park their car in failure? Because failure can feel like kind of safer, you know, or it could feel like kind of, you know, safe or, you know, just comfortable. But it's the same road, it's just success is further along.
I like that. Like failure is almost like a rest stop, not a turning point, but a rest stop, regroup, and then continue on the road, and then success is up ahead. I love it.
Or you can be on one road to success or one road to failure, and it's all based on the choices that you make that get you on that path, whichever direction, right?
Ah.
Yes, and the past never ends, right? It's not as if, okay, I've arrived. I mean, even if you achieved your biggest goal now, you'd have a new goal, right? There'd be a new desire born within you for something else, right? So that's just our natural expansive nature to always be creating and doing and, you know, making more of an impact, especially as entrepreneurs. So it's just, it's so important to remember that, like, managing your setbacks can be done. And it's something that does get easy with time, especially when you just know some tricks in terms of working on it.
You know, you said something that struck me. You said the road never ends. Tracy, they're coming to get you.
I think that's me and my New York sirens. Sorry, guys.
I mean, I was going to say, wait, hold on, look.
No, there's something that is very deep with me, because I've had some friends that they think they've reached their goal and they start kind of almost drowning within that goal, and they don't have any higher goals above that. And what they don't realize is there should be a road that continues on, and then they end up caught in a rut.
And ruts occur when we lose our hunger, right? Ruts occur when we almost kind of, we can lose our why, we can lose our intention. And the thing is, you typically see this even with people who are successful very young. They're like, gosh, what now? You can almost go into like a bit of a, like a sadness or like, you know, a real slump. And it's so important to know that, you know, you achieve a goal. Yes, wonderful, right? The manifestation of a goal is excellent. But the real fun, like the real joy, like the real breakthroughs and the magic in terms of you becoming who you are here to become is really on the path. Right. So if you're like, okay, my goal is to make $1 million, right? The day you make $1 million, you might jump and scream like 15 minutes of high five, and then what, right? But the journey there, like if you speak to any like multimillionaire, billionaire, they will remember their journey to their first million or their first big break. And then after that, they can't really quite remember the rest. But the same amount of enthusiasm. Because it's who they became in that achieving that first big goal.
I just want you to know that I'm like sitting on my hands to resist the urge, and I can't do it anymore, to do this shameless self-promotion of the fact that our show's name is Journey to There. I just was like, yes, keep speaking about the journey to there. But we did, yes. I mean, we danced all around it, but the fact and the reality is that being in constant motion is whether or not it's the constant motion of moving forward or moving backwards, you're never actually sitting still. And I think that putting that in perspective the way that you did in terms of you're either moving towards success or you're moving towards failure is important for people to understand, because it's really all about, and I think you address this really well in your blog, it's all about how you apply your thinking. And the idea of choosing, I think, in fact, one of the quotes that I loved in your writing is, change your thinking and then you can change your life. And it really was appealing to me that you actually even went and broke it down, not just change your thinking and, oh, okay, great, change your thinking. What does that mean? It sounds like a bumper sticker to me. But then you took it and you break it down into several different types of thinking. And as I saw them, you talked about possibility thinking, creative thinking, reflective thinking, and shared thinking. And then, of course, probably one of Russ and I's favorites is questioning popular thinking.
Yeah.
But walk us through your, because clearly you've done a lot of research and you have a lot of really strong talking points around this, on this topic. Walk us through these different possibility thinking and the other layers of thinking that affect changing your life.
So there is a great book called How Successful People Think by John Maxwell, which I love, and it's a tiny book. And whenever I read a book, I like to read it and then really share with, you know, my readers, you know, my take and add my own stories, because, you know, that's how we relate. That's how we relate to books and to other people's stories. And specifically when it comes to thinking, often we can think, well, so long as I, you know, if I just think positively and if I think big, that's enough. Right. And in most cases, if you're thinking positively and you're thinking big, you're doing great. Right. Because it's so easy to slip into like negativity thinking or catastrophe thinking or, you know, worst case scenario thinking. So these different types of thinking for me almost allow me to use different parts of my brain to feel different emotions and to consider parts of my life which I normally wouldn't. So when you think about, you know, creative thinking, like what that means to you, like who listening or who here like spends an hour a day like just kind of possibility creative brainstorming, right? Like creatively thinking, like where do I want to travel? What do I want my home to look like? What do I want to write about? What do I want my show's intention to be? Like, what do I want to create? Right? Because as human beings, we're all creators, and we all have creativity, like as part of our human condition. So, what type of creativity are we allowing into our lives?
See, here's right? where I'm guilty, because you say that, and as much as I would want to block out an hour, even 30 minutes of time, we are so overwhelmed in this day and age that we don't have enough hours in the day to some of us. It's prioritized. Yeah. Tracy thinks I'm
stop you.
No, wait a minute.
Stop you. Can't let you even finish that thought.
All right, because go ahead.
You make choices on how you spend your time, and everybody is busy and everybody is hectic and everybody has more on their to-do list than they can possibly do. However, if you even just allow 10 minutes And I mm-hmm. actually don't take this from me as my position of expertise. Take it from Napoleon Hill, who says your subconscious mm-hmm. mind works continuously while you're awake and while you're asleep. And if you will take 10 minutes to your routine and just write down things, not like, for example, I found this article that is on Medium. It was written by, the author is Benjamin Hardy, and the how he references this action is that if you take 10 minutes before you go to sleep and you write down all of the things and the possibilities that you see, to Susie's point about mm-hmm. possibility thinking, dwell in the possibilities 10 minutes before you go to sleep. And then if you wake up and the next morning, and we've talked about this, Susie, on many of our episodes, especially recently, about not reaching for the smartphone, but take mm-hmm. 10 minutes to then actually like have those possibilities percolate and write down creative ways that you can envision them being successful. That's only 20 yes. minutes, Russ. That's 10 minutes on the front end.
I hear you.
10 minutes I agree on the with back
you. End. And that's if you're not using the Notes app on your smartphone when you're typing that in and distracted by the emails that are pouring in the texts
right, exactly.
that are pouring in.
Because we've put out some percentages before, but I'm just going to reiterate it. Unlike 80% mm-hmm. of people between the ages of 18 and 44, those are the people who check their smartphones within 15 minutes of waking up. 80% of people between the ages of 18 mm-hmm. and 44 check their smartphones within 15 minutes of waking up. You are wasting your frontal cortex's best and most active creative time by looking mm-hmm. at someone else's to-do list for you.
And this is where I jump in and say, are you listening, my dear wife? I know you are.
You know she is, Russ, because she listens to every episode.
Yes, she does. I wonder what they're going to say about me this time.
Well, here's the thing. What I love, too, again, about what Susie talks about is like, and what we talk about, we have so much alignment and synergy between our philosophies, Susie, because basically we always are talking about this is things that you can do and that would improve your life, but you actually have to take action to see that improvement happen. And I think in terms of people being told all of these great productivity hacks or how high performers mm-hmm. really achieve personal success is a wonderful topic to talk about, but some of the actionable mm-hmm. things that you need to put in place. So one of that for me recently has been the soapbox of not grabbing that smartphone first thing in the morning. And I like one mm-hmm. of your suggestions is spending time with reflective thinking. So share a little bit
yes.
with us on that.
And the thing is, these things kind of intertwine a little bit. It's just good to consider them all when you think about how you just like spend your, like how you spend your brain power and how you spend your day. For example, when I wake up, the first thing I see is my vision board, which I've created, right? Which is full of the things that I want to feel, the places I want to go, the things that I want to do. And when you speak about, and I can't agree with you more about the smartphone in the morning, like it's so, I mean, the thing is, you have a purpose and an intention before anyone else has an opinion, right? Or anyone else has something for you to do. So just like sticking with what it is that matters to you, like what do I want my day to look like? What do I want my life to look like? In fact, interestingly, we never really think we're living our lives, right? Or we think, you know, our life's about to begin, or it will begin when, or when I pay off my house, or when I start my business, or, you know, when I have a family, or whatever it is. Recently, I was doing quite a lot of business travel. And my husband now works with me full time in my business. And typically I'd always just travel alone, right? Because I'd go speak or I'd, you know, go see my clients or whatever. And we decided that now he always travels with me because we go through life together. We want to go through life together. And this is our life, right? Now, our life is, you know, we're like,
I want to just rewind just a little bit because you said when you wake up, did you say something about a vision board?
Yes.
Is this like a dry erase board, like an actual board?
So a vision board can be done in lots of ways. There's no wrong way to do one, but typically it's like a collage of images of things, maybe quotes or just pictures of things that you want to, like, you know, be, do, and have, like, all on one board together. And you update it maybe every year or so.
I like it.
Right.
Yeah. So
Yes, ma'am.
We can tell that you have we have now revealed a secret about you, that you have never done a vision board. So guess what happens when we do our planning and our strategy session in January?
I'm scattered in the morning.
Russ is going, Susie, Russ and I are going to do a vision board together, and yes! all of the catalysts from board. This wonderful motivational episode.
My vision board in the morning is you know, what flavor pancakes am I making for the boys in the morning before school?
Yes, but we only have to get you up 10 minutes earlier for you to be able to think with your frontal cortex and really face that vision board and think, what is it that I really want to do today? See?
I'm already not getting enough sleep.
You have no idea how much I'm enjoying this, Susie, because I'm usually the one that gets put in the hot seat, but we got a person who's never done a vision board in the hot seat right now.
Well, Russ, you're in for a treat if you create a vision board, because it's surprising what comes up. Like, I sometimes do these as events, and people are always surprised at what's on their board. They always think it's going to be one thing, and often it'll be something like else, or something else will come up. So when you allow yourself to be moved, and you're in that creative space, again, that really is creative thinking, like the process of vision boarding, then it can be very surprising what you realize about yourself too.
And an alternative to that I've done in the past and that has worked really well when I facilitated some workshops, and I think that's on my mind because of what I'm doing here today, but one of the exercises I think is so amazing is if you will actually take the time. So maybe you're not really feeling the creative muse to actually cut and paste and make the visual image part of a vision board. But if you will sit down and write it as if you're writing a newspaper article about yourself or an online article about yourself or a press release about yourself, and you'll be like writing it as if it's 5 years ahead or 3 years ahead or even 1 year ahead, and it's in the third person. So it's something like, you know, Tracy DeForge was just speaking with Oprah on Super Soul Sunday, and in that she says, nothing changes, nothing changes. So, you know, so if you really take that opportunity and have fun with it, because I think fear keeps people stuck. And your whole, I'm going to just carry this with me, that ruts occur when we lose our hunger. And also, I think we lose our appetite for hunger. I'm going to take it one step further. We lose the appetite for this hunger when we stay in fear. And fear can be just insidious, because it can pop up in the smallest and most, like just the most subtle ways. But doing this exercise, whether it's the vision board or whether it's just allowing yourself to have fun with this press release that is the most outlandish, most crazy thing that you see yourself doing with your life, and writing that out almost to the point that you're giggling about it, because like, how much would I love to be sitting with Oprah on the Super Soul Sunday episode? I mean, can you tell I actually really want that to happen? So if I keep talking about it on the show, maybe it will.
All right, hold on. You hit a key word, giggling about it. Now we're about to take our break, but sometimes I ask some you know, out there questions to our guests, and I'm on your site right now, and by the way, it's susie-moore.com, susie-moore.com, and we were talking about giggling, and I'm looking at your inner life coach guide.
That's an amazing option you get. So if you want to sign up for my free weekly confidence injection, you also get my free life coaching guide.
Okay. All right. So I'm looking.
But the book is What if it does work out?
Okay. What if it does work out?
Yes.
So we got that. We got that. But I'm looking at you, and there's quite a few pictures on your website, including that of some of the great, amazing things you've accomplished, like the Today Show. But on the sign up thing, there is a picture of you. I don't even want to say giggling. I want to say almost hysterically laughing. And I'm gonna put you on the spot. Tracy's probably gonna put you on the spot as well in just a second. But do you remember what prompted that laugh in that still shot?
I remember the precise thing, but one thing that, I mean, Tracy just kind of touched on now and you're bringing up here is you said, have fun with it, right?
Yes.
It's like, That's what I want. That's my intention. I want to bring to everything, right? I want to bring it to everything, even mundane things, right? You can bring fun. You can bring humor. Like, again, this is your life right now. It's like the purpose is to enjoy it, right? So I like to just, I mean, if I've got someone taking some photos of me, I want to be laughing. Like, I mean, I like to not take any stuff too seriously, right? When you have fun, when you bring joy to any experience, I think not only does it really elevate the experience, but it makes you much more successful.
Tracy, mm-hmm. the energy level on this episode, I think, is at its highest mark right now.
I think I might have met my rival for optimistic, positive energy. I mean, I pretty much thought that I had the copyright on it, but not so much.
All right. We are honored to have Susie Moore on the Journey to Their radio show today as we hang out with you at the intersection between personal and business growth. Now, Susie, each episode we have a short segment called Tracy's Takeaways. This is where she might actually put you on the spot, because Tracy likes to do that with our guests. So while you ponder that, I want to share with our listeners once again your website, Susie-Moore.com. We're going to be right back after this.
Podcasting is becoming the hottest marketing platform and most personal way to convey your message to the world. Is the only thing keeping you from launching your podcast not knowing how? ProduceYourPodcast.com gets you there. Let our award-winning team of veteran broadcasters relieve the overwhelm of launching, managing, and growing your show. You create the content and let the experts take the stress out of the rest. Contact us at ProduceYourPodcast.com for a free 15-minute consultation. ProduceYourPodcast.com.
Take your business personally. Journey to There.
Topic of our show today, how high performers really achieve personal success. And we have Susie Moore with us. She inspires us to live an unconditional life. Tracy, this topic was ignited by one of Susie's blog casts, and her website is Susie-Moore.com, Susie-Moore. Now, we talked about this off mic, but some of our listeners, I'm sure, are wondering, with the beautiful accent, and you said you were in New York, and it's not a Brooklyn accent by any means. Where are you from?
I'm from the UK, but I also lived in Australia for a long time, so I think my accent is a bit of a mix.
Okay, so you have a lot of linguistic things going on there. All right, so
I'll take that as a compliment.
please do. All right, so Tracy, we like to put our guests on the spot with when you do your Tracy's Takeaways segment. So what have you got for us?
Well, I hate to throw you on the spot, Susie, but honestly, you have so much wisdom and so many wonderful things to share around the topic of achieving personal success. And I don't necessarily know that it has to be attributed solely to just high performers, because I think the more personal success you can achieve in your life, the likely you are to become a high performer, or just continuing to perform in a way that brings you joy and happiness into your life. So mm-hmm. What is something or one way that our listeners can take away today and start implementing that puts them on that pathway to success versus keeping them in a rut or going backwards?
Great question. I would suggest starting the day, like every morning, and this can just take 1 minute. So literally you can sit up in bed, open your eyes, and set one intention for the day. And your intention has to be something that you can control. So it can't be like, I want to have a great chat with my boss today because your boss is part of that. Or I want my commute to be speak to work because, hey, you can't control the traffic, right? But what is one thing that you can do that day that will make you happy? So it's like, don't eat dessert, maybe not have alcohol. Maybe it's have that difficult conversation which has been lingering in the back of your mind for something, for some time. Or maybe it's write my very first blog post, which has been in my mind for 6 months. So set your day with one intention and take action on that one thing that you can control. And 365 days in a row, you'll be amazed at the type of year that you have if you implement that.
Oh my gosh. Well, I'm always surprised at the synchronicity, because we obviously do not talk about this before we go into this segment. But the quote mm-hmm. that I was going to read for my takeaway, you're not even going to believe how magical the synergy is. The quote is, a man cannot directly choose his circumstances, but he can choose his thoughts, and so indirectly yet surely shape his circumstances. And that is written by mm-hmm. James Allen. So that is a much more formal and fluffy way of saying what it is that you just said, that you can't directly choose your circumstances, but you can choose your thoughts. And as a result of choosing your thoughts and your perspective perspective around the circumstances, then you can shape or reshape them. And I'm circling that back to, in terms of takeaways, the whole idea of you saying that resilience is based on emotional fitness, and I'm tying that in to give people the idea of thinking about the fact that your emotional resilience is a muscle, and that it can be developed and worked with continuity and consistency. And just like training for a half marathon or a full marathon, or training for a triathlon, or just training for a 5K, that it's all about, you know, staying true to the course and knowing that you have to do it incrementally, steps at a time. But as you're doing that, you're building that emotional fitness muscle. And that then will take you to the higher levels, because you will get through the circumstances that you don't have control over. So this is just, absolutely.
It's awesome.
Sharing. Oh, so go ahead, please.
No, I love James Allen. I love that quote. I haven't heard that one before, but I mean, gosh, I absolutely love it. And I had this one, so I can't remember who said it, but you, the breakdown was, just so you know, consider your life, all things included, you know, 100%. You can only control 20%, right? So think about it, like, you can't control the economy, who your parents are, you know, how your teenager behaves, like, the weather. But what you can do is you can give 100% to your 20%.
And Tracy, you're all about the stats and the percentages, so I'm sure you love that one.
Yeah, well, I'm gonna dovetail that one and be one of the 20% who does not wake up in the morning and check their smartphone first. Be one of the 20%. Give 100% to your 20% and be the 20% that doesn't check your smartphone. And if that takeaway is the only takeaway you have, then you're on your way to personal and professional success.
All right. Woo! I want to mention the book again, How a Side Hustle Can Change Your Life. What If It Does Work Out, by Susie Moore. And you can pre-order it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, IndieBound. You can find all that on our website, susie-moore.com. This has been a fantastic episode. Thanks to you, Susie. I want you to tell our listeners how they can connect with you on social media, aside from your website.
Yes, so my website's the best place, because there's certain things I only share on email. But otherwise, you can follow me on Instagram, @susie.moore, or on Twitter, @susiemoore, so just my name.
Excellent, excellent. Thank you so much for being with us on the show today.
Thank you.
Okay,
Russ,
now we're BFFs
for
forever.
Yeah, Tracy, I could see the two of you in a coffee shop spending hours upon hours.
Well, the thing that scared me about that is the combustion of the energy would probably implode the coffee shop. We would be roasting the beans from our table with that kind of energy.
Along with Tracy DeForge, I'm Russ Reba. Tell us what you think of this episode. Share your thoughts and comments. Hey, just log on to journeytothere.com. You can also find all of our archived episodes. Keep listening on the Spoke app or on iTunes, Stitcher, and be sure to update that Stitcher app because it has a new interface for iOS, iHeartRadio, SoundCloud, and more. Don't forget to hang out with us at the intersection between personal and business growth right here on the Journey to Their radio show.
Hey, Russ, do you want to know something cool?
Yes, I do.
You can go on our website, journeytothere.com, and you can actually leave us a message, because we have this really cool app on the website called SpeakPipe.
Yes.
You can call us up from the website and just talk to us and tell us what you want to hear. Tell us how much you love Susie. Tell them how much you love us. Don't tell us how much you love Russ. We don't care. But... but yeah, leave us a message on SpeakPipe. It's right on the website.
That's right. On each page, there's a little icon on the right with a microphone. It says, say hello. Just click it.
How cool is that?
We hope you've enjoyed today's journey, and we invite you to visit journeytothere.com to download full episodes, find show notes, and connect with us by signing up for our newsletter. We want to hear from you. Give us feedback or ask any questions by clicking or tapping Contact Us. That's journeytothere.com.